For Muslims, midday Friday prayer, or Juma, is the most important gathering of the week. That's no different for Muslims who work near Capitol Hill, where you won't find a mosque. So, for about the past 5 years, Muslims have held Friday prayers in a room at the U.S. Capitol building. From member station WAMU in Washington, James Jones reports.
In a small meeting room in the basement of the Capitol, 35 men and 2 women kneel and pray on white sheets spread over dark blue carpeting. They work for Congress, federal agencies, even the local pizza parlor. Several Christian groups regularly pray in the Capitol building rooms, but Jamil Alam Johnson, chief of staff to New York Congressman Gregory Meeks, says the Friday service for Muslims that was set up as a convenience has become something much bigger.
Considering the way Muslims have been treated since September 11th by many people, both individuals and by the government, the current war that's going on in the Middle East, it tends to act as a symbol for many people about the fact that you can still practice your faith here in the United States as a Muslim, even right under the noses of the seat of people in power.
For Department of Labor employee Shaquille Kandikar, the Juma service is a matter of pride.
When I tell my colleagues about this, they're like, "What? You're doing what?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to the U.S. Capitol to, for a prayer service and everything." And just to have the support of Capitol Hill, give us a room and where we can do the prayers, is just really speaks volumes of how we're really accepted.
On Friday, the imam spoke about justice, about how powerful rulers in the past fell when they put themselves and their power above Allah. Those who attend the Capitol Juma do not shy away from that kind of story, even at a time when Muslims are under increased scrutiny. Jamil Johnson says now, more than ever, it's important for Muslims to be open about their faith.
I didn't see a whole bunch of Midwestern white guys running around hiding themselves after the Oklahoma bombing. Why? Because they're accepted as individuals, and that's the same way this has to be seen. If we start hiding, it's almost like saying, it is us as a group. So we just continue doing what we're doing, and there has never once been a problem.
After a final prayer, participants share pizza and catch up on each other's lives. Then they head back to work. For NPR News, I'm James Jones in Washington.